1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fired up President Biden talking about national security, reproductive rights, immigration, January 6th, the economy, and his age during last night's State of the Union address.
I know it may not look like it, but I've been around a while. When you get to be my age, certain things become clearer than ever. I know the American story.
ABC News political director Rick Klein on the next 8 months.
The question is going to be, what does it mean in the campaign? And you can see in recent polls, this is such a tight race. It is going to be a tight race almost certainly all the way through. Recent polls nationally, Donald Trump leading very narrowly, including in the 538 polling average. And that goes as well for the battleground states.
And President Biden will campaign today in one of those battleground states, Pennsylvania. A top European Union official says a charity ship will be headed to Gaza as a pilot operation for a new humanitarian sea corridor. France has inscribed the guaranteed right to abortion in its constitution, a message on this International Women's Day. This is ABC News. 7 months after a wildfire killed more than 100 people on the island of Maui, one woman is warning of how the cleanup is now affecting the environment.
Little crabs down in the sand.
Keisha Joy walks along one of Maui's pristine beaches. The marine biologist is among the many wahine, or women fighting for the land, angry about fire debris being dumped where she says it's polluting the water.
Very, very sensitive areas and where we're putting this toxic ash.
Joy has been speaking out against plans to dump ash-covered debris.
Protecting what is so precious here.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Leaders in Hong Kong have unveiled draft security legislation that outlines stiffer penalties for insurrection, espionage, and other offenses. The bill comes after Beijing urged city officials to toughen security laws. Critics say the law is another step toward making Hong Kong more like mainland China. City leaders say the law only targets disloyal residents. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with Design Works, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's job numbers hit an all-time high in January. The State Department of Workforce Development released their numbers Thursday. Wisconsin's unemployment rate was at 3.2%, below the national unemployment rate of 3.7%. The number of jobs hit historic highs with over 3 million non-farm jobs and 2.6 million private jobs across the state. DWD Secretary Amy Pachacik says that she expects Wisconsin's economy will continue to break records into 2024. An appellate court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in the state. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Hockey tonight at the Kohl Center. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Wisconsin men's hockey team against Ohio State tonight and tomorrow in Madison. Badgers head coach Mike Hastings says the last time they faced the Buckeyes, Ohio State won.
They're really good hockey players. And it was a series that we learned from. But you've got to tip your hat to Ohio State because that was a weekend that they didn't do it to us once. They did it twice. So, we learned a lot from that weekend, and hopefully we can apply that this weekend.
College hoops, the Badgers with a much-needed win over Rutgers, 78-66. Next, they'll face number 3-ranked Purdue in Indiana. NFL free agency starts next week. Packers defensive lineman Kenny Clark on the Matt Rampage Show talked about what last year's young team was like during that 4-game losing streak.
You know, throughout all the ups and downs, we stayed together as a team. Coach LaFleur just bringing us together as a team and keeping us together as a team. I just give him a lot of credit with that.
As Packers defensive end Kenny Clark with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some scattered rain possible today into tonight, and we may see a little snow mix in with that rain later tonight as temperatures drop. We're talking up to maybe a quarter inch or a little more of rain by the time it all winds down late tonight. 42 today, 31 tonight, tomorrow some clouds and showers early, then clearing with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Tune in Friday. We'll air the grievances and recap the State of the Union Address. Devil's Advocates Fridays are the best because we made it to the weekend.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. 39 in Green Bay, 39 Appleton, 39 Oshkosh. Coming your way at 7:06. Time right now to talk some athleticism with Bell and Sports Medicine guru Mark Hewson. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
Good.
You got a busy weekend.
I'm a little tired because we came home late from the games last night, right. but it's another great day.
Mark, I did not see the paper this morning or have a chance to look into who were the winner. Any local winners last night or yesterday?
Probably the most local was Xavier.
Okay.
Down in Appleton. Today's big day. The Lena Wildcats play probably about 11 o'clock.
How funny is Mark? How funny is this? I saw Channel 26 did a story on him the other day. The population is, I believe, 532 of Lena, the village, 532 people. They've sold over 700 tickets. Isn't that awesome?
As they say, you know, last one there, turn the lights out.
Absolutely.
Everyone will be at the game.
That is so
cool.
I was up there
for a meeting on Monday, and that town was a buzz. Tim Goldschmidt, their head coach, has done a wonderful job. You know what? It's nothing about a big city, but because I think there is great support there, but especially small towns, everyone comes.
Yeah. I love that when those small towns, and when you drive into their city, they have the big sign, state champs.
Absolutely.
1992. And yep. Yeah. That's,
but even now with all the windows or whatever and everything.
Oh, you'd be talking about, getting ready for the tournament. I'm saying once they win, too,
they live on forever.
They continue to celebrate.
No question.
And the other thing I like about the hotels in Green Bay is I don't know if Lena is staying down here, but the ones that do, they really decorate the hotels to honor that team. And it's just great for the students.
I don't think it's just a cool thing. I don't think there's anything better than the month of March with high school tournaments. I don't know if any. I mean, football's fun, Mark, and we're at every game, you and I and Ted and everything like that. But there's something about high school basketball tournaments this time of year that really brings a community together, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, it is just amazing. And, you know, that's why we bring these things. You know, I mean, so many people have said to us, you know, are you guys hoping for injuries? So, we have our docs from Dr. Eben, our sports medicine doc, and our orthopedic surgeons that are all there supporting. Janine Ziemer is one of our athletic trainers that heads it up. It's a great support from them, but we're not hoping for injuries. We're hoping there and to watch some great games. But like you guys just said, isn't it cool that they all come to Green Bay, Wisconsin, stay at hotels, they go to the restaurants, they go to Lambeau Field, do the tours.
Right.
But then, I mean, I walked over for a game. I think it was a Xavier game yesterday. They probably played about 3:30. The bowl on the sides were completely filled.
Great.
The ends
That's
weren't,
cool.
but That was Thursday at 3 o'clock, you know, and it's only going to get better. And then Saturday, you get championship Saturday when, you know, and I've just told so many people, grab your kids, grab your wife, your spouse, come down to a game, buy tickets for one session and just enjoy it. It is fun.
Enjoy the atmosphere.
Yeah. And it is. And that's like you said, the you know, you park at Lambeau, so there's plenty of parking, and that's just a great family event, and it's fun for kids, especially probably girls, to see that. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of role models in that thing. And yeah, I'm glad you guys are on the sidelines. Did you have anything you dealt with yesterday?
I just want to say something. You're right about that. These girls, these high school girls, they are tremendous role models.
How about that girl yesterday? The one who plays for GB. You know, is she awesome?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they really are, aren't they, Mark?
They are. And, you know, it was even like last night, yesterday, they celebrated Ellie Zabel. She's from Nina.
Yep.
She's going to UConn.
Yep.
Very well-known player.
Wow.
And they she's the girls' Wisconsin basketball player of the year. So, you know, they recognized her. Her team was there. You know, when you guys are talking about role models, it's last night. I'm tired. It's, you know, it's 9:30 or so, 10 o'clock. They're finishing up the last game and go to timeout. And here's three girls in the aisles just dancing their night away.
Yeah.
They're probably all 6, 8, 10. They got the cameras on them. Those kids are going to remember those moments for the rest of their life.
No question. I think it's fantastic. Can I just say, okay, now I'm a little critical of the WIA sometimes. I'll be honest with you. Okay.
John, not you.
Yeah.
Not you.
I haven't. Subtly. So I don't want to, you know, cause, but Mark, I was looking at all the rules and regulations about going to the games for the kids, high school kids, and I understand some of them, no, you know, noisemakers, yada, 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 but no face painting. Why can't you face paint? What is that going to hurt?
John, so honestly, so we talked about this. I did not get a chance to ask the right person, but I'm going to ask someone today what's the reason, and I'm going to get you an answer.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? What does that hurt? That's part of the fun.
Yeah.
Painting your face.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. But John, if you showed up, you think that they'd allow it?
Well, they would think they wouldn't let him in. They'd say, John, take that white powder off your face. Johnny needs a little sun, so.
Hey, Mark, you know, coming up in a little bit, we've got Tanner Bordellini, who just killed it at the NFL Combine. And that's a young man, and I'm sure you were probably at some of the games. I remember watching him when he was 15 years old in Kewaunee. And doing the thing. We all watched him in high school and then in college. Isn't that great when you can follow somebody along from when they're literally a sophomore in high school to the point where now they're on the precipice of playing in the National Football League, and it's a local kid from a small town here? How much fun do you get from that, Mark?
John, that's what it's funny you're talking about this, because as you talk about this, it's one of our schools that we do cover.
Yep.
And I was out there senior year, and just his family and what they've been part of that community. And like you said, If you went back even 4 years ago, 2 years ago, no one would have expected this. And isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
To see where he's gone and where he potentially may go.
Yeah.
And what he did at the combine. I mean, he did amazing in some of those drills. So it's, you know, and you wish someone could go back and say, hey, you know, 4 years ago or 5, 6 years ago, you think you'd be sitting at the combine and getting these accolades?
Yeah.
Not even these athletes would say it. I mean, some are pretty humbled, saying, you know what, I'm pretty good. But it is pretty cool. And where they come from.
Well, that's right, Kewaunee.
You know, it's not about going to big school. Yeah, Kewaunee, Wisconsin.
And that's, I'll tell you one thing, though, we're talking about. Football's great. I mean, I love high school football. You know that, and the Friday nights and everything. But of all those small towns, Kewaunee brings that whole community together as good as any. You got to get to those games about an hour ahead of time sometimes to get a seat in the stands in Kewaunee. They really bring it strong for their local athletes. And that goes all the way back to Coach Robbins from years and years ago. But you talk about a community that embraces their high school athletes. Kewaunee's phenomenal.
Now, John, are you saying in the stands or to get the food from the
restaurant? No, listen to me. They put so much food up there. It's unbelievable. They're the ones that make the matanki. Do you know what matanki is?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You mentioned that one time.
Matanki,
right.
Homemade chili, brats, all kinds of different kinds of cheese curds, sub sandwiches. Mind-boggling the food
stuff they
have up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do a great job.
So, yeah,
this is what, and like you guys said, though, this is what March is all about, and we have it right in our backyard.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, there was people talking about, hey, can we tailgate over at Lambeau Field? You know, you can't do that sometimes. I mean, sometimes we get to the boys' tournament and then we have a blizzard coming. So,
well, and plus at the Kohl's Center, I think I mean, the Kohl's Center is beautiful on the inside, but around it, I think, is terrible as far as the parking and how far you got to go and you got to find a parking ramp and this and that. It just doesn't have that community coming together feel at the Kohl's Center. Wouldn't you agree, Mark?
Oh, and it, so you guys talk about like just parking. Yeah, you can park at Lambeau Field, come over for the games. There was people that walked down to the BW3s and Jimmy John's in between sessions, got some food, and walked back and got the next session that I saw later in the evening.
Yeah.
So you did it all within about three or four blocks.
Yeah, right. It's fantastic.
How cool is that?
It's, you know,
it's just a great opportunity. And sometimes I don't think till people get down there realize somewhat how easy this was and how fun it was. And then I think Jim brought it up. It's those memories these kids last, you know, and you know, hopefully these parents have with their kids.
In the community. I just want to say, with all that said, and there's some of us who really believe in just the atmosphere, the ambiance, but that was not easy to get that out of Madison to come here.
No, it wasn't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you were part, I don't know, I was part of that, but now then they came, it was a year or two trial thing. And they just absolutely, like you just said, Mark, they just loved it. The students, the participants loved it. The parents loved it. The coaches, because of some of the things you just mentioned. And plus, it's kind of cool to be right next to Lambeau Field.
Oh, you got
too.
An NFL football team here, one of the most famous teams in the history of sport, right across the street. And like I said, for those kids from the western part of the state who maybe had never been to Green Bay, you got this whole thing within walking distance.
And again, I just want to, and how the hotels embraced the teams that stayed there. So they were very, very pleased after that first and second year. And I think they went long-term contract, didn't they?
I think they have
Green
now.
Bay? I think they have now, but I just remember working with, you know, a group.
Well, congratulations
of
on helping get that here.
No,
I'm not
kidding.
I'm serious.
It was a big deal. Yeah. And in Madison, the boys are going to stay in Madison.
That's fine.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, but what about, so Bellin Sports, you guys take care of all these kids. Any injuries or the warm-ups good? Anything you notice that we got to work on?
No, we're good and healthy. We sit in the sidelines and we watch good basketball. Like I said, our staff loves just being there. You know, sometimes they do come up, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's a preseason game to a state tournament game. You know, that's why we want to be there. But I used to tell people, hey, I got the greatest job in the world. As long as no injuries happen, I get paid to watch sports.
You know, I remember a couple of years ago, though, probably more than a couple now, a young girl from locals here, and she tore up her knee in like the state championship game at the thing. I'll never forget that. I don't know if you remember that, Mark. I don't want to say names, but it was how's that for heartbreak?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing about it. You don't ever want to see it.
No.
But you want to be prepared when those situations happen. And we it's not about that anyone wants to be on TV. It's like, then how can we help this person out safely to get off the court? And what do you need to do? And it's unfortunate. You know, injuries will happen in sports. And it doesn't matter if it's middle school. It doesn't matter if it's high school, college, pros. They will happen. And I think the care we give them is exceptional care. It's a matter sometimes of then, how do you get them into something, or what's, you know, how urgent is this to be seen or not be seen?
Right.
You know, it's a lot of questions out there, but yeah, it's some great opportunities.
But you know, God forbid something bad would happen. I mean, you're right across the street from one of the best places in the Midwest, right? That sports medicine place you guys built right behind.
Just right around the corner.
Right.
You know, and it's, and we've had, I mean, we've had some, even like a finger. Hey, can we send them over for a quick x-ray? Yep. They'll do an x-ray and they'll get them back over. You know what I mean? But, we've built the facility and it's
a great
facility. And it's, I was just going to say, I walked out to my truck yesterday. Some of the teams, which I think is another great thing, what the Packers did with their Titletown facility right next door to us. It's somewhat of a playground and just areas that people can walk around.
Absolutely.
And there was a team just wandering around.
Yep.
And it was great. Great weather. Why not?
Mark, you stick around through this break.
Yeah.
Got some other stuff we want to talk to you about, including my hip.
Sure. Yeah.
But hey, okay, we got
free advice.
It's a serious pain now, Jim. Quick break.
It just comes up when Mark's here.
Just be quiet.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for Mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Another great song. Boy, you're hearkening back to the mid-90s right now, aren't you, Todd?
A lot of great music from
back
then.
This is your time when you were spinning the hits.
Alanis Morissette. This is Alana Miles.
That's yes. So, Mark, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but today is International Women's Day. So Todd is, you know, honoring some of our best women artists. And I complain, but we're going to talk about that. So, and it's nice that we have this women's basketball. That's like my time. I'm not going to get back to the airline stewards.
Hey, Jim, though, real quick.
Yeah.
I got to give Todd credit because when I listen to the show and I hear the music, I'm thinking, yep, Todd's got to be picking these things. And he does one heck of a job.
Oh, doesn't he, though? Yeah. We got the greatest producer in history of radio.
The other day when Mark called in like 2 weeks ago, we have had Murphy on. I answered the phone. I'm like, Murphy in the morning. And I said, Mark, don't you ever tell anybody.
I love it. Well, you know, talking about that, though, I just wanted to talk about International Women's Day and women's sports. We had Kevin Borseth on last week, and Kevin was talking about when he started coaching women's basketball, that there were so few girls that even ever had experience in playing basketball. And he was at a junior college, and he would go to high school track meets and just find girls that were fast. And it's like, okay, at least you're fast. And we're like, teach you to play basketball. And that's so to go from in such a short time to go from having never played competitive basketball to where they are right now and where they've been for a lot of years. I mean, I'm not just saying it's all of a sudden they've turned a corner. It's been, you know, 30 years that they've been good. Isn't it an amazing thing, Mark, when girls were given the opportunity to play, how they took that, they ran with it, and they have never looked back?
Yeah, 1,000% agree. I think I even talked about you guys wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, and I think some people don't even realize there's women's wrestling in our state of Wisconsin. They just, two years ago, the state tournament was at lacrosse for them. They've brought that in with Madison with the guys, and why not? But I believe this was like maybe a month and a half ago now. They had there was a Friday night tournament for girls with like 350, 400 girls over in Wausau on one night. Some of those girls, I guarantee you, probably never wrestled last year. But it was an opportunity that has been brought up. A new sport that's coming probably kicks off here in another week or two, lacrosse. Boys and the girls across is opening up with the WIA this year. Another great opportunity for girls to participate in a sport that sometimes the boys have always had, but the girls didn't have that opportunity.
You know, that's a popular sport. Lacrosse is a popular sport in some areas. Doesn't get much pub, but it's popular.
I was just going to say, lacrosse, I don't know if there is a girls team that's I got to take this back when I say this. There is a girls team up in Green Bay, but I don't think that there are.
Notre Dame has one.
Like, you know, five or six. Notre Dame, I believe, has one. Yeah. And I think there's maybe one other one. The Fox Valley, they get to be more. And then you definitely get down to Maniswaki.
Yeah.
There is a lot more lacrosse teams.
You know, when I remember that starting, Mark, I was still doing sports. And I remember, I want to say it was either Oneida or Menominee on one of the reservations. And they had a group come in from, I don't know where it was, to teach the really young kids about, hey, this is part of your heritage. Lacrosse is part of your absolute heritage.
Oh, that's cool.
And they wanted those sports to get ingrained in those local communities. And I remember these little kids, like 6 years old, running around with the wickets or whatever, right, and trying to pass and everything. And so I think that's a really cool thing that heritage has played such a big role.
Oneida, I think, has a very solid boys program and probably has a girls program. Yeah, I think for some reason, I'm kind of wondering if it's maybe DePierre's now got a girls program as well. They probably, some of these are just kind of, I don't want to say coming out of the woodwork, but it's just got approved and it's happened so quick. So why not take that advantage?
Yeah, DePere does
teach,
have a
like
team.
You just said, teach.
Yes.
Yeah. The other thing I want to say about women's sports is, right, Title IX, it was, kind of had to do it. But on the other hand, and John, last night's a great example. That was a more enjoyable game, the women's game, than the guys.
Yeah, it kind of was.
There was. The energy was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And granted, they won big, but it's good sports, too, is my point.
Yeah.
It's just fun to watch. And that'd be interesting if this lacrosse catches on, because that's been around, but it not in the Midwest. So
right.
Much.
Now, well, it's always been like club sports, right, and things like that. So if the WIA gets involved, now, you know, get a little bit more publicity.
Yeah.
Another one, though, too, that we don't talk about too much, Mark, is rugby. There's a very diehard rugby interest with a lot of people around here.
Yeah. No, rugby's, I think rugby's been around in our area probably for 10, 15, probably more, 20, 25 years. But I think, like you said, great opportunity. They've created more teams, more structure with it. Lacrosse is one. Volleyball, I would say, was always a fall sport, but now has become a huge,
club sport.
Huge. You know, I there's a lot of our local teams that have done so well in volleyball, from the Fox Valley up to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Luxembourg has won multiple state titles, and it's you know, some of these coaches and kids that. I just talked to Jeff Freitout at Luxembourg just the other day. You know, they were in Kansas City, and I think his other daughter was in St. Louis, and then they were going to Indianapolis. And Chris Fitzgerald from our area that, you know, runs some of these tournaments. It's just, again, a great opportunity. I think there's a tournament actually in Green Bay here in a couple weeks. But the competition and playing and just seeing these girls succeed is a, you know, and then potentially moving on and seeing them play in college, just like you said about Tanner, you know, leaving Kewaunee. Some of these kids are leaving our area and going to big time colleges.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, sometimes that big time college that wins the national championship, it's just 2 hours away down in Madison. You know, yes, it's a 2 hour ride, but take your daughter down to Madison and go early and watch a volleyball. Now, there may be 10,000 people there as well. But, you know, what a great weekend that, you know, I had my neighbor has taken their family down multiple times. And, you know, it's those memories you can make with a daughter or a son.
No question. Great stuff.
It's a lot of good stuff going on.
No, something a little bit more, you know, personal. So my hip.
Oh, geez. Okay, here we go. We had somebody else. Todd, who did we have on that?
Could I just ask one question?
No, and you were just right away. You went to my personal free advice. Maybe it was mental health lady.
I'm doing this.
Mark.
I'm doing this for the listeners in case anybody else has
bill.
The same symptom.
Send
That's all
bill.
I'm doing.
Okay.
That's all I'm doing, Jim. So I'm getting like this burning sharp pain where my artificial hip is. Am I walking too much, do you think?
Is he not walking enough?
It could be that you're not stretching.
Okay.
And it could be tight. It could be that just because you have an artificial hip doesn't mean now everything goes away.
Right.
You know,
how about sitting there's some the majority
Jim,
of your
how
life?
How about we let the expert
okay, right,
speak?
Go ahead. I'm just.
No, I laugh because I think sometimes people think, are you young or are you too old? Guess what? A lot of different things factor in that. Or just because I have a new hip doesn't mean you're going to be exactly perfect. Mm-hmm. Muscles have to attach in different areas, and it is a new body joint in there. So,
well, 2 years.
You know, sometimes if you get the pain and maybe grinding or you feel like something's not right, sometimes you have to get it checked out. Hey, is the implant still sitting in there in the right spot? Or do you have some scar tissue? I mean, different things could come out of that. It's not saying anything's bad.
All right. Should I go back? Should I get a checkup?
And pay for it?
I need to get in, Jeff.
Yeah.
What does that pay for? Why did you have to say that? I'm on Medicare.
All right. I'm gonna have to come and sit between the two of you guys, or I'm gonna have to say Todd.
Please do. Please do, Mark. Please do. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. You guys are one of the cool things in Northeast Wisconsin.
We're so
around
proud
the state.
Of you guys.
High school sports, local sports medicine would not be what it is if it wasn't for Bell and Sports Medicine.
Yeah, have a great weekend, Mark, with all that.
Always a pleasure having you on, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, my brother. Take care. Tip. All right, when we come back, Tanner Bordellini from the Wisconsin Badgers and a future NFL star will be joining us right here on Mind of the Mayor. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I don't think there's a dairy farmer in Wisconsin very happy with the way the milk price stands today. What kinds of measures should you be taking to protect yourself? I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in the markets, at least so far for the morning. Matt Trannell, broker analyst with EverAg in Platteville, is keeping an eye on all opportunities. He said, number one, dairy farms need to be signing up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program available through your county farm service agency office. We already know there's a guaranteed pay in January, and he says likely another check coming for February milk deficiencies. So is there a region of the United States where dairy producers are doing better? Trannell comments.
I think a lot of the regions, such as maybe the Northeast, would probably be the healthiest. They do have some Class 4 exposure in their milk check, and Class 4 prices are performing pretty well. I would say that the upper Northeast is probably your most profitable. The Southwest is certainly not performing well. That's where all the cows are leaving. But yeah, the Midwest is certainly struggling.
Matt Trannell, he's a broker analyst with EverAg out of Platteville. Now remember, the Dairy Margin Coverage Program is open now for dairy farmer enrollment. They'll continue to take applications at your county farm service agency office until the end of April. Markets are firm in overnight electronic trade. Numbers are next.
One of the biggest logistical challenges for many farmers often occurs on the roads just outside their farms. Wisconsin farmers help feed the world. They need to have reliable roads to get food from the farm to the market. Encourage your town or county to apply for the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program. $50 million are available now to fix the posted roads that have been holding you back. The deadline to apply is April 5th. Find the application materials at MidwestFarmReport.com.
In our world of agriculture, weather conditions rule our workday. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on Mother Nature. You can help by taking real-time weather observations and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Everyday people such as yourself play a vital role in protecting lives and property. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese took an 8-cent dive to 154.5. 40-pound block cheese was up a quarter at 149.25. Double A butter down 8.25, 276.75. April Class 3 milk this morning's up 8, 15.99 a hundredweight. December corn is unchanged, 4.69. November beans are up 4 at 11.57. And July wheat, 3.5 cents higher at 5.43 a bushel. There's a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand rolling into a Friday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have some scattered rain possible today into tonight, and we may see a little snow mix in with that rain later tonight as temperatures drop. We're talking up to maybe a quarter inch or a little more of rain by the time it all winds down late tonight. 42 today, 31 tonight, tomorrow some clouds and showers early, then clearing with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take
Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, 7:34 on this beautiful Friday morning, 39 in Green Bay, 39 out to 39 in Oshkosh. Segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If you've been waiting to replace broken windows and doors, you want to revitalize your home with a new look, now's the time to get it done, because from now until March 31st, zero interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors. That's right. Pella now, pay later, 3 years later. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. Give them a call. Set it up. Go to PellaWI.com. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply, but zero interest for up to 3 years. Great people. I'll tell you what. We are really excited to have this gentleman on right now, Tanner Bordolini. And Tanner, congratulations, first of all, for blowing up the internet last week with your performance at the NFL Combine.
Thank you. Went pretty well, so I was excited with the result.
Well, I got to tell you something. You're making me feel extremely old, because I was just talking with Mark Hewson from Bell and Sports Medicine, and I remember when you're like 15 or 16 and where you're doing your games against Kiel or Luxembourg or somebody like that, and now you're going into the NFL. How fast did that fly by? Isn't that crazy?
It's insane. I think, you know, you look back at it and just how far you've come, how long of a road it's been, and just it really flew by. I mean, the days are long, but the years are fast. And I think just how quick it all goes by, you really got to appreciate day by day.
You know, another thing, though, I remember when your mom told me the first time you'd been contacted by Syracuse, I think it was, after camp. It's like, holy cow, he might have a chance to play in college. And it went from there to then Wisconsin and then this. And now it's like you've checked all the boxes, so to speak. You know, great high school career, great student. Work your butt off as an offensive lineman in Wisconsin, and now comes the payoff. What has that journey been like for you?
I think it's been a pretty tough journey overall. You know, I think day by day it's been a grind. You know, you start in high school, you're a smaller, undersized guy. You know, you come from a small school, so the jump from going to a school with 76 kids in your graduating class to Madison, which has 40,000 students, I mean, it's pretty crazy academically, you know, the difference in that.
And people,
on the football side, you know, you play small school football. The jump competition-wise is unbelievable, and there's a lot of great players. You know, everyone's all state, all conference when you get here. So getting used to that, getting kind of comfortable, I would say, playing at that level took a little bit, but obviously it's come around full circle.
And one thing about a school like the University of Wisconsin, you know, people could say, well, he's a football player, he probably got some easy classes. People don't really – you go to Wisconsin – doesn't matter if you play football. Those professors don't care. You got to keep it up in the classroom as much as on the field, don't you?
Absolutely. And I think that's something the professors make sure they hold you to that standard. But they have a great academic staff here that kind of make sure that they help you stay on track. You know, if you need a tutor, they got you. Just they want you to succeed.
So does this hit you? Like, this is a big, big deal. Like,
it really is.
It is for Northeast Wisconsin. I just think that, John, we've got like two, like, unbelievable things happening. We got a professor at St. Norbert who's like and a Jeopardy champion. Now we've got you that, I mean, does this hit you? This is every kid's dream, most every kid, to play
Absolutely.
In the NFL. And you're going to be doing that. Do you take that all in, or is it a day-by-day thing?
I think it's day-by-day. I think draft day will be the day it really kind of hits home. You know,
probably.
Until then, I think it's crazy. You know, it's almost surreal right now, but I'm really enjoying the process.
What was the combine like, Tanner? You talked about going to Wisconsin, where all of a sudden you got 5-star recruits that are teammates, you're going up against at practice every day. Now you take them and, you know, move them up to another stratosphere, and those are the guys you're competing with, the absolute cream of the crop of college football. What was that like when you were there?
It was awesome. I mean, a lot of those guys are really cool. They've all been obviously very successful in their college career, so kind of being able to pick their brain, see what they do well. What their college careers were like. It's really cool to get to meet a lot of guys who you actually have a ton in common with.
And a lot of those guys,
but they're all extremely talented.
Yeah.
And that's like you guys said, you know, you get to see how they play, how they work. And everyone's really good now, you know. You go from college where everyone's good and everyone's extremely good now.
But we're hearing about you that, like, you just had an unbelievable
performance.
And what was it? Was it mental? Was it the competition? What made you run as fast as what than anybody? Didn't you run to 40 or something?
Yeah. Incredible records.
You had a great combine, and why?
I think, you know, for me, it was the training I had down in Texas. I think they got me in mentally and physically in the shape I needed to be in. You know, I think speed was always something I had, you know, especially coming out of high school. But I think they really helped hone in on the technique that you need to do in order to be quick, in order to maximize that speed. But it really paid off, and I was really excited to see the results.
Do you, like, when you got Caleb Williams walking around and some of those guys that, you know, if you had a chance to watch, it's like, oh, that's kind of cool. I mean, are you a little, I don't want to say starstruck, but is it kind of cool seeing those guys and hanging with them in the locker room and everything?
It's pretty sweet. I mean, you bump into Caleb Williams, Drake May, and they're both super nice guys, and you get to kind of talk to them a little bit. I mean, they're just regular guys going through the same thing you are, and I think it's really cool to see that, and, you know, see that, you know, how no matter how famous they are, they're all both great guys, and I think they'll be very successful wherever they end up.
Who are some of the guys, Tanner, and obviously Wisconsin is known for turning out great offensive linemen, but who are some of the guys, if you want to back up in your career, that really made a difference along, you know, when you're playing 7th, 8th grade football in Kewaunee or whatever, to one step away from the National Football League, who are some of those people behind the scenes that have helped get you exactly where you are right now?
I would say all the coaches I had growing up. You know, Coach Charles has been a huge part of this. I'm in high school. Jack Novak was another guy.
Yeah.
He, from Kewaunee, played at Wisconsin, played in the NFL for a few years, and I think, you know, he really helped put me on track, was always very supportive in me being able to do, be able to play at the next level and achieve these goals.
And
then in college, all my offensive line coaches, strength coaches, everyone's been great. And I think the guys that you play with, we have Logan Bruss.
Yep.
That's who I backed up for a year, and he was a phenomenal mentor for me. And I think being able to learn behind him what he does well, he got drafted the following year to the Rams, and I think he taught me a lot of things that are really invaluable and that I really appreciate him doing that for me.
He's a local guy, of course. He's had some injury problems. What's his status, Tanner? Do you know?
What'd you say?
What's his status? I know he had the injury problems and everything. He's an Appleton kid.
So he's still on the Rams practice squad. So working through some things right now.
Okay.
Just kind of, you know, obviously tore his ACL year one. I think that's been a kind of a setback for him. But I know he's doing well. I know he's working hard, and he'll be successful.
So how did the interviews go? When you have an interview with an NFL team, I heard the NFL had to step in and change some of the questions because they're asking such bizarre questions at times. What are those like when you get interviewed by the NFL teams?
I mean, it's long. Most first off, they usually start, you know, checking through your past, you know, who are your parents, who's your family, how was high school like, how did you get here, injury history. I mean, once they get to know you, then it's really free-for-all, and it could be anything they want to ask. I've heard of guys getting some pretty abstract questions. I think one of the questions he got asked is, how many basketballs can you fit in a school bus? I'm not quite sure how that applies to football, but, you know,
I would say a lot.
That maybe thinking on the fly.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Right.
Yeah.
Interesting questions like that. But I mean, it is what it is. You just got to kind of be ready for it and I guess give it your best answer.
But Tanner, I mean, I met your parents and met your mom. You are a good guy. And I do think the NFL looks for that. You know, I think that's right.
Boy,
I mean,
that's
the
a guys, big factor
it
nowadays.
It really is now.
Because if they're going to invest that kind of money in somebody, they want to make sure he's top notch.
That, and I think the community support is so important, and they don't want a diva on there. They want someone that they can relate to, and I know you're that kind of guy. So I don't know about the basketballs in the bus, but other than that, anything else stand out as tough questions, or did you get through that all right?
I think I honestly did pretty well in all the interviews. You know, it's a lot of interviews. You know, you meet with a lot of teams in a short amount of time. I think, you know, at the Senior Bowl, I did like 48 interviews, which is almost insane.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, you know, it's good. And I think, you know, it gives the teams a chance to get to know you better.
Yeah.
I think my personality, I fit in well with a lot of teams in the locker room. I think I'm a guy that you'd want to have around.
Well, you know what?
I think interviewing is something that goes well for me.
Awesome.
Offensive lineman, though, that kind of comes with the territory. You guys are pretty normal guys usually. I mean, obviously, you're not after the limelight. You're not after the whatever. You're a grinder. Offensive linemen are simply grinders, aren't they?
Absolutely, and I think that's the best part about offensive line is you're not in it for the glory. You just love playing the game and love being able to go out in the field and compete with the guys.
Did you have to take the Wunderlich test?
No, they didn't have that this year. I thought we would have to, but we took it. I took it in college, so I don't know if that counts.
Okay.
But we didn't have to take it at all at the draft, which I thought was interesting.
Now, any kind of a gut feeling, and I'll be honest with you, I've talked to a million NFL players who are shocked that who drafted them because they paid the least amount of attention to them at times. Anybody that seemed more interested in you than others?
I think there's a variety of teams, and for me it's tough because you never know until drafting.
Right.
The biggest thing. But I think there's a lot of interest going around. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be happy with whoever drafts me the highest. And I think, you know, for me, it's just doing what I can do to find a team that fits me best and that I fit best and that I can have the most success at.
That's got to be so exciting for you, right? I mean, yeah. Do you sometimes feel like you're a little kid?
I mean, unbelievable. Every right? kid's dream. Every right. kid's dream.
That's what I'm saying. You lay awake at night.
I mean, you think about this, Tanner. You know, when you guys are playing out there in Kewaunee, and I'm up at the press box eating matanki, and your mom's homemade chili and stuff like that. And then behind the press box, there's a whole bunch of little kids are at the end of the end zone playing football while you guys are playing. You were one of those kids one time not that long ago, and here you now are going into the NFL. I mean, you got to kind of pinch yourself a little bit, right. don't you?
How and the timing. That's really, 6-8 years?
Yes.
I mean, it's incredible what you've accomplished. And what's really incredible is what you're going to accomplish.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you.
Let him talk about that for a quick second. What about that, Tanner? You have to kind of pinch yourself saying that wasn't that long ago. You were that little kid playing football at the back of the end zone?
It's crazy when you say that because I started thinking about that. I'm like, yeah, I was that kid playing during the high school games. Or you show up in the morning early for school and play a little in the yard. So
yep.
It's honestly insane how it's come all the way around. You know, obviously I'm playing a little different position than I was back then, but it's enjoyable. It's insane, honestly.
You know, one play that sticks out for me, and it's like I was like, oh, I held my breath. We were doing your game. I think it was against Keele, and you like went in to block a punt or something and hurt your back. Do you remember that game?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I do.
That was scary.
Mm-hmm. Different times.
Yeah.
But I think I blocked that punt, though. So that
yeah, you did. I remember talking to your grandpa on the way out. We were talking about that. He'll be back. He'll be fine. But I'll tell you what, man. You've sure made us proud. Everything you've done at Wisconsin, phenomenal student, just a class athlete. And we were talking earlier about some of these girl basketball players in high school and the little kids look up to them. Can you imagine how these kids from Kewaunee and that whole area, all that whole conference and everything, where football is so big, how they're going to look up at you with the way you did it and you've done it right? You got to say to yourself, you know, I know Charles Barkley say I'm not a role model, but just the way you've transgressed through this whole thing, you've by nature have become a role model for other kids on how to do it.
Yeah, it's all I can hope to do is, you know, show kids that if you work hard, put the time and effort into it, you can find success.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Let's go, Tanner. But what exactly is in matanki? Do you know?
I have no idea.
All there right. you go.
Because that's a staple in Kewaunee. I'm just saying.
The staple was Tanner. So this is going to be fun. I'm so happy for your future because, like Johnny said, you know, this role model, people are going to look up to you. And, when your career's done, get into politics.
Oh, here we go. Oh, my God.
Tanner for mayor.
Tanner right. Bortolini, congratulations.
Yeah,
and, man, we're going to be watching you every step of the way.
Yeah.
We're so proud of you and just such a great representative of all of Northeast Wisconsin. Thank you for being that guy, buddy.
Well, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it, fellas.
You bet. Have a great day, brother. See ya.
You as well. Bye.
Yep. Great. Tanner Bortolini, he's going
to
have a great future. Great kid.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's going to be fun
Humble.
To watch.
We got good kids that come out of sports around here, don't we?
But Kewaunee, this is the star, right? Is there, have you had anybody else like Kewaunee that's gone pro?
Yeah, they actually
have.
Well, like Jack Novak, he was talking
about. Right.
And Coach Robbins was a big-time player at Nebraska. And, Jerry Augustine played for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Right.
They've turned out some athletes there. They have turned out some athletes. Nice job of knowing about your Kewaunee athletes.
Yeah, just,
wow.
Has
Manitowoc ever turned out anybody, Jim? Two Rivers? They turned out anybody?
John, I didn't follow that like you did.
What did you do? Everything show choir with you? I mean, seriously, did you ever go to a game? Ever do anything? Hi, Dennis.
Yes. Okay.
Glam band in the
We're
house.
Moving on.
Ask your mother. Gonna be in the house. We got more to talk about. We come back. Mind on the mayor. Back after this.
Egyptian. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning. Special thanks to Tanner Bordellini on his way to the National Football League from Kewaunee and then the Wisconsin Badgers and now to the NFL. Well, last night we had the privilege of watching some great basketball. The UW-Green Bay women just absolutely dominated from the opening tip, wow, winning round number one of their tournament. Joining us right now, the head coach, Kevin Borseth.
Coach, that was awesome.
You know, there was a Where's Waldo, and you guys were in the stands last night.
We enjoyed it.
Oh, we had a lot of fun.
Did you guys come out and just play some ball?
Well, we needed to after that excursion last Saturday, so we played extremely well with a lot of excitement, a lot of energy, and you saw the results.
Oh. Yeah, Coach, I'd been to a women's game in, I don't know, but the energy in that place was unbelievable.
It
was
fantastic.
It just was
great setting.
People are so into that, and every basket they're just cheering. And yeah, you've done a good job of not just building that team, but that whole program there is so embraced by the community. We had a great time last night. That was a lot of fun.
Well, you know, they say of your job, if you feel like you're appreciated, don't leave. You have a better time someplace else. And our fans appreciate, you know, all the effort the gals put in and stuff over the course of time. It's been, it's been pretty cool. So it's great to have fans in the stands. We're one of a unique program because a lot of people don't have the support that we have. And I'll tell you what, it's fun playing in front of a packed house.
Yeah. Coach, you know what? In watching you guys up close last night, you know what you guys do better than 90% of teams in college basketball, men or women? You help so well on defense. It's incredible.
Well, did you see the size of that girl in the middle?
6'5".
Yeah.
6'5", about 200 pounds. That's one of the biggest female athletes I've ever seen in my life, isn't she?
I don't know. Did you see that one time that ball was on top? It looked like a fourth grade game where she just kept the ball on top of her fingertips and nobody could reach her. We were all jumping at her. I think she was laughing at us.
Oh, my gosh.
It was comical.
Although I will say something, on one of her first shots of the game, one of your players that was about 7 inches shorter than her blocked her shot. Yes. And I thought that
Natalie McNeil blocked her shot. You're right. Yeah, Natalie's a pretty good athlete. Yeah, that was a good way to start. I'll tell you what, we did help a lot last night. We had a ton of energy. That's a pretty good team. You know, Youngstown at the beginning of the year, I felt, was one of the teams that could win the league. And, of course, they lost their coach, John Barnes.
Okay.
He's a Youper, John Meskinaba, and he stepped down to temporarily and then eventually stepped down permanently. But that's a really good team. That's a team that actually won the league 2 years ago. So.
Yep.
Yep, pretty good squad.
Well, they got some outstanding long-range shooters, and then they got a 6'5 post person. So, you know, just on paper, you take that, I'll take my odds.
We were watching the warm-ups, as were you, I'm sure, but, boy, they were sinking a lot of those threes.
From long range.
We're like, whoa.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you guys just came
on. You know, gals can shoot. I don't care. You watch girls basketball, and I don't know. I'm sure guys are good shooters. I mean, you go watch these NBA guys, they don't miss, but girl basketball shooters, females can shoot the basketball.
Incredible.
That's a big part of the game, the three-point shot is. And I watch some games of the Power 5 programs, and some of those guys can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Yep, I agree.
It befuddles me.
But
it really does.
Kevin, you know what it is? Just one of the things that I saw, they have perfect form.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like they all have that same form. They cock that wrist, and they follow through.
The
and
legs.
they You know what I mean? It's like it could be like a training film type of thing with the way they shoot. I love their form.
Fundamentals. A lot of good young players coming up right now that have got that same form. So there's a lot of good young kids coming up.
And they really play as a team, right? We're talking about that extra pass.
Absolutely.
That was a great.
That was fun. That was
we had so much fun last night. And the people around us, too, were regulars. And I just couldn't believe the energy. That was NFL stuff. That was a lot of fun. It was just great. Cool. And you should be so proud of that. So what's coming up?
It is cool.
Yeah.
Well, what's next?
We head out to Indy tomorrow on Saturday.
That's right.
And then Monday we play against IPFW, a team that we'd actually beaten twice during the year, but a really good team. We had played them last year in the same spot last year in the semifinals of the conference championship. So a really good team. They caused us fits down at their place about 5 games ago. So we'll have to be on our best behavior again.
Did you stick around for the men's game, Coach?
You know, I did.
Okay.
I did not, John. I watched it. I actually went and sat down and had a pizza, and I watched it on TV. And boy, that was a high-scoring game.
My gosh, incredible.
So was yours.
Guys played phenomenal.
Yeah.
One guy from Milwaukee was just too hot.
Couldn't stop him. He could not stop.
Yeah.
And you know what? GB just couldn't hit some of those threes. You know, he had the open threes, and they just didn't hit them.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Basketball is about putting points on the board.
Yeah.
You can make baskets, you're going to win. If you can't, you won't.
Hey, you know who I love as a player for you guys? And she's a good friend of us here. She lives here right above our studio, basically, is Cassie. Boy, she had a nice game, didn't she?
Yeah.
She is. Yeah, you know what? She's 3 points away from 1,000 points.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I know. And I didn't know it. Somebody kind of poked me a little bit.
Oh, yeah, because you could have done that.
It said Cassie's 3 points away from 1,000. I went down and bent to Cassie. I said, Cassie, I'm not going to risk you going in the game here when we're up by 40 and getting hurt
right.
at 3 points.
Yeah.
She said, I understand that. Don't worry about it. So she was good about that. But, yeah, she's had a great career so far. She's one of those kids that's followed our program since she's been knee-high to a grasshopper.
Yeah.
Her and her mom, Mary, came to the tournaments years ago when she was still in high school. And so glad she's here and so glad she's having a great career so far.
And what a quality kid. I mean, she's been on the show a couple times,
student.
Right?
Student.
Yeah. Just great personality, great mentor for younger kids,
absolutely.
Too. So, yeah. You got a lot going on. I mean,
it's just a great family. Matter of fact, they had a pregame party at Grandma Lil's last night. That's Cassie's grandma.
Nice.
Carillion over there in Luxembourg. There's a lot of them, let me tell you. And they had a little luau over there before the game. So, yeah, good family.
You know what? We just had Tatter Bortolini on from Kiwani, who's going into the NFL. You got Cassie there from Luxembourg, Casco. These small towns in northeast Wisconsin, I'll tell you what, when it comes to sports, they don't have to take a back seat to any of the big schools.
Nope. They produce a lot of athletes coming out of that little neck of woods up there. And we're fortunate to be able to get a couple of them come down here.
And I think the other thing these small towns produce is just the right quality person.
Yeah,
right?
No question.
I mean, really, from Tanner to Christy, they're just good, wholesome, nice.
Good upbringing.
Right.
Do their homework, all those kind of things.
Right.
That makes it a lot easier for a coach.
You know what I always say? Yes, please, and no thank you. Those are the first two things you should be taught.
Right,
and
absolutely.
You taught those two things, and you can yes, please, and no thank you. They'll help. And
man.
I don't know if there's there's enough of that in today's world, you know?
Yep. Well, you got it on your team. All right,
Coach, we just want to say congratulations. We certainly enjoyed being at that game last night.
I'm sure you're glad you guys came out. Like I said, there was a Where's Waldo when I saw you in the picture, so that was good.
Oh, Daddy.
Right.
Coach Borseth.
Hi, boys.
Best of luck in Indianapolis.
Yep, you bet. See ya.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Coach Borseth coming up. Glam Band Man. Dennis and Christy, what's going on this weekend? And Ask Yamada, Eric Ratzak. It's going to be fun. Stay with us.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.